In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. I'm going to do something a little different today with the sermon and issue you a challenge for 2017. We heard a verse in the epistle this morning. It said, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom." Let the word of Christ dwell in you. So let's talk about that. How does one do that? And really, that is my challenge, is to let the word of Christ dwell in you. How do we do that? And what do we mean by the word of Christ? I'm going to start with a little story. Today we celebrate a saint called Saint John the Hut Dweller. And I don't mean to disappoint you, but we're not going to get to the part where he dwells in a hut. He lived in the 5th century, which is to say the early 400s. Wealthy family. Had everything he needed and everything he didn't. When John turned 12, his parents asked him what gift, any gift that he wanted for his birthday. Now John loved to read, especially spiritual writings. And he was familiar with this verse, let the word of Christ dwell in you. He loved this verse. He heard it first in church, and it stuck with him. Let the word of Christ dwell in you. So for his 12th birthday, when he could have any gift he wanted, he asked for a book of Gospels. Now, in the early 400s, that wasn't a simple thing. You didn't just go down to the local bookstore. You didn't just plug into Amazon and get yourself a Bible. The parents had to hire a calligrapher to copy the 4 Gospels from the church copy and have it bound, and it took some 3 months to finish. And that was just 4 Gospels, not the whole Bible, partly because the calligrapher did a nice job, a book quality job, partly because that's how long it took. But with his gospel book, young John let the word of Christ dwell in him continually, and it changed his life. And that's one way of doing that, to immerse yourself daily in the gospel, to read scripture, and especially the gospels. I've been encouraging us off and on for the past 20 years to do that, and so part of the challenge is to either start or continue immersing yourself daily in the gospel. But today I'm going to add another suggestion, another way to let the word of Christ dwell in you. And that is to choose a word or a short phrase with spiritual meaning and make it yours for the year 2017. Refer to it, think about it, remember it as often as you can, and see if it improves your spirit and your soul. Now, I'll give you an example of what I mean by this. I did this for 2016 because someone else suggested it to me, and it really helped. He suggested to select a word to let dwell in you for a whole year and see what it does. For 2016, I chose the word empathy. Empathy, to see, to feel life from someone else's perspective, even if just brief moments. You know, dealing with people you meet in daily life, dealing with the public, things you see on the news can get a little frustrating sometimes. Other times you just get mechanical. Here's another person I have to deal with. Here's another person I have to deal with. Here's another person I have to deal with. And I don't want to be mechanical. I didn't like that I had become mechanical sometimes. God did not create me to be mechanical. He created me to see the image of Christ in everybody. So I thought empathy would be a good word to latch on to, both for myself and because it's in Christ's nature. It is Christ-like to sympathize with the struggles of other people. It is Christ-like to feel what others feel. It is Christ-like to see the world from behind their eyes. And in fact, that's one of the tricks I used to do that. If I felt interactions with people were either mechanical or worse, frustrating, I'd imagine seeing me from their perspective. What was it like to get behind their eyes and to see myself? And that moment of empathy really helped. I really believe it helped get a little bit of Christ down in here on days where it wasn't such an easy thing. So here's your challenge. For 2017, I'd like to encourage each of you to choose a word of Christ and let it dwell in you. Our epistle today offered quite a few suggestions if you need to get started. Tender mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, patience, bearing with others, thankfulness, peace. Not a bad list to choose from. Our gospel today concluded with a great one, right? The people ask when Jesus says it's easier for a camel to get through the eye of a needle. They say, who can be saved? Jesus said, what is impossible with men is possible with God. Imagine if that was your phrase for the whole year. Possible with God. Three words, super powerful. You can choose anything you want. Really, the only criteria I'll give you with what you select is first that it means something to you, that it's what you need, that it's what you need this year, and that it's the word of Christ. You know, we're not going to put wealthy on there. It's going to be something that comes from Christ himself. Once your word is selected, refer to it frequently. Refer to it continually. Let it make a difference. Write it down when you get home. Tape it to your fridge. Tape it to your mirror. Put it on your dashboard. I don't care what you do with it. Put it on the desktop of your computer. But make it visible so that you remember it. Let that word of Christ actually dwell in you and see if the word of Christ does something powerful to your soul. Amen.